Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Lido miss.
Leo!
Yeah.
Coach Mike Leone from the Rochester Americans. Joining us from the road, the team in Cleveland and riding a four-game winning streak. How's that feel, Coach?
It's great. We actually we just got here with the bus right now. But team's playing really good. I think obviously the first, we talked about it the first weekend, couple weekends we probably didn't get rewarded for how we were playing, and it's nice to see the guys' hard work pay off.
Tell us about the weekend in Utica, Coach. You put up 8 on Friday night. That's a Utica team that might be pressing, doing anything they can to get a win, and you guys found a way on Saturday when you knew Utica had to do everything they could. Your thoughts on getting all the points you could possibly in Utica this past weekend?
Yeah, I think anytime you can sweep in any league, it's really difficult to do, especially with a team that was desperate to win a hockey game. I thought really liked our second and third period in the first night, and you never know how games are going to go, but we got into penalty trouble. We were down a forward, but at the course of the season, you're going to have to find ways to win games where you're not at your best, and we did a great job of that.
Rochester Americans head coach Michael Leone, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, and we got word from the Sabres that a familiar name has been loaned to your team, Coach, Yuri Kulik. How's he going to fit into this lineup? What are your thoughts?
Obviously, he's a really talented player. He's been a really good player in this league for the last couple of years. We're really excited to get him. He could really shoot the puck. Obviously, helps our power play, get in a one-time threat like that, and we're excited to see him in the lineup.
Have you talked to him yet, Coach? Like, he's somebody that, you know, taking the news that he's coming back to Rochester, just seeing how mentally he is prepared here.
Yeah, I had him a little bit at the rookie tournament. You know, anytime a player gets sent down, but I think he's excited to play. We picked him up on the way, and he'll be in the lineup tomorrow.
Very good. And of course, we know that there's a bit of a history there with some of the players that he's played with as well. Expect, you know, will we see some sort of chemistry with Kulik and Rosane? I'm knowing how well those guys play off each other.
I think that's the plan right now. We'll get together as a staff, and obviously they've had a lot of chemistry in the last couple seasons, and most likely you'll see them together.
We're talking to Amherst head coach Mike Leone. Amherst in Cleveland tomorrow night, as will be Andrew Mossbrooks on the call. We'll have that. It's not too often you get a 32-year-old in the American League, but I love the story of the house cat. Michael Houser just kind of being the backstop for your team. Coach, your thoughts on this? And, I mean, it is a developmental league after all. So, like, is this kind of sustainable, having Houser here for the foreseeable future leading your team?
Yeah. We have two goalies right now that are doing a great job. He's been a journeyman in pro hockey, and he's done an unbelievable job for us. He made a couple of really big saves in the third period, and you never know what could happen throughout the course of the season, but we have two guys right now that are playing great, and House brings a lot of energy and enthusiasm to the rink every day. The players love him, and he's a fun guy to be around. I lean on him a lot. I think he has just a really good feel of the room, and he's been in a lot of locker rooms, and we're grateful to have him.
Michael Leone, Rochester Americans head coach, our guest here in the sports bar, and we next see the Amherst at home coming up Friday night at Blue Cross Arena. Hartford Wolfpack coming in, coach, and I know you're one game at a time guy. I'm curious as to what you know about the Wolfpack here for fans locally that may be listening and looking forward to that matchup on Friday night.
Yeah, they're off to a really good start in the season. They have a lot of talented young prospects. They're really good defensively. They're good on the special teams. Was actually watching them the last couple of days. It should be a really good test for our group come Friday.
Michael Leone in Cleveland. What do you do on your off night here in Cleveland, Coach? Are you guys going to get a little
We actually got a big steak dinner tonight with the team. So it'll be with staff team. It's our first time on the road the day before where we can kind of get together as a group, and I think these things are really important. So a couple hours will be at a steakhouse.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because I think that opinion varies from coach to coach as far as how much you believe off-ice bonding and activities mean towards the building of a culture, the building of a solid locker room. Your pro outings, team outings, when you have the opportunity to do them like you have tonight?
Yeah, no, I think they're really important. It's such a long season. You want to make sure that the guys are professionals. They get paid to play a sport, but there's also a human element to it where I think those things are really important to be connected as a group, and guys share a lot of laughs. And I really enjoy going on the road. Obviously, it's great to play at home, but I think these moments are really important throughout the course of the season, especially, playing really good hockey. The group's energized. It's a really fun group to be around. A lot of guys have been around each other for the last, before I got here. So we're excited to get together tonight and put on a good performance tomorrow.
Amherst look to make it 5 in a row tomorrow night. Cleveland is the opponent. And, Coach, before we let you go, I don't root for other NFL teams, but I'm happy for friends, and you're friend of the show. Are you starting to have grand ideas of, like, the Lions taking the next step and getting to a place that they haven't been?
Yeah, I told Tim Kennedy, who's on the development staff, and we're good buddies, and I said he's a huge Bills fan, obviously, so I told him if they make it, we're going.
Oh, if there's it's a Bills Lions Super Bowl, New Orleans won't survive. I mean, the fan bases that are so thirsty for their first Super Bowl will descend upon that city, and there will be nothing left but ruin by the time the game is over.
Yeah, that was especially for it was close last year for all Detroit fans, but now that was a big one in Green Bay. A lot of people didn't know about the weather conditions because they're in the dome, but Dan Campbell had them ready to go.
This lines up. I'm like, oh, there's no way you could do that. You don't play on a Saturday night before the Super Bowl? You don't play on Super Bowl Sunday? Coach, the stars are aligning.
I saw that. I saw that. I don't know if I can afford that trip.
Mike Leone making plans for New Orleans with his Detroit Lions here in the middle of February. Well, Coach, safe travels. Glad you made it there okay. Have a fun time tonight with the boys, and we're looking forward to hearing the action tomorrow night from Cleveland here on the Fan Rochester, and seeing y'all back on home ice Friday night against Hartford.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it, Mike. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Thanks, Mike.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Leone, Rochester American's head coach, red hot right now, four straight wins, albeit against teams that are below them in the standings right now. I mean, you look at the, it's early in the season for sure, and yeah. I'm not going to put too much stock in it, but the Amerks doing what good teams should do, which is beating up on inferior opponents.
Well, just look at it this way. They have to be ahead of three teams not to be in the postseason, right? That's kind of the way it works. There are eight teams in, actually only seven teams in this division. Forgive me, I'm thinking of the other one. Utica has yet to win a game. They played nine so far. Cleveland is right behind the Amherst. So everybody in this division, and this isn't BS overtime losses, they're all pretty much in there right now. So it's a very balanced division with the exception right now of Utica.
You're getting Yuri Kulik back. It's big. It's big for the Amherst.
It's big. Is he ready to say, what am I doing here? It's weird to me how they didn't give him a shot in Buffalo. It's weird to me, and this tells me kind of part of two. His name is pronounced Kulik.
Kulich.
Kulik. Yeah. Kulik.
Well, that was on opening night. I'm like, all right, I'll give him a pass. And it felt like between periods, opening night, somebody must have got to the guys because it changed from Kulich to Kulik.
Yeah.
And
then it's not one individual doing that, though. It's multiple. It's like, he's really good. Give him a chance. But yeah. if you don't even know what his name is, well, that tells me.
I think that him being sent down tells you all you really need to know, that he is really good, but he's not NHL ready just yet. I don't know what gets him NHL ready, except for maybe more seasoning with the Amerks. And, you know, we keep talking about trying to turn a losing culture around into a winning culture. And you've got some of those guys certainly up with Seth Appert and Lindy Ruff, the parent club. But the Amherst need to win something. I would love to see them win something and kind of continue to gain that experience at the AHL level before they go up to the parent club. And maybe that's exactly what the plan is here for Kulik. Be a part of something special as he joins the team here on a four-game winning streak in Cleveland tomorrow night. The action here on your proud home of Rochester Americans Hockey, 95.7 The Fan Rochester.
What do we make of this Jordan Phillips story? He doesn't have to clear waivers. He's a veteran. He could sign anywhere.
I don't know. I mean, if the Bills are making that move, is he a part of that rotation? I suppose. He knows the defense. He knows a lot of the pieces. Am I excited about it? No.
No.
I'm not excited about a guy who is, according to Pro Football Focus, ranked last against the run as a defensive tackle.
I think the move there is obvious. It's Eli Anku. Eli Anku should be the guy that, okay, you only have only one more time you could promote him, so make him part of the 53.
I think he's earned it. I mean, he's been impactful when he's had his opportunities, and, which was kind of surprising to me. Like, it took me a little bit. I'm like, wait a minute, who's this 51 that's out there making plays?
He's huge.
He's just out there making plays. I'm like, yeah, get him on the active. Let's go. I would be more excited about that than, and we love Jordan Phillips. Great dude. Loved having him in Buffalo.
He was one of those characters when things started to turn around for the better. We'll always remember him just doing the, you know, Zeke Elliott feed me on Thanksgiving.
But this would be his third time coming back to Buffalo.
Correct.
Yeah.
First time he left for big money for Arizona, kind of washed out there. All right, come back here, revived his career, washed out with the Giants, now washed out with the Cowboys.
I'm good. I don't think we need him. I don't know if anything will be official or if they're actually going to make a move to bring him back or if this is just Jordan Phillips getting released saying, you know what, I would love, and putting it on his Instagram.
Right. I don't know how anybody's like kind of connecting the dots.
Nobody has officially reported that this has happened. A lot of people are putting it out there saying, well, according to Jordan Phillips, he's coming back to the Bills. He just said, run it back. That's what he said. He didn't say he's going to run it back or he's been approached by the Buffalo Bills. If it happens, fine. Nice story. I don't know how impactful he's going to be. If it doesn't happen, we're good. I'm fine with that. I think he'd do better than bringing back a guy for his third time, his third tour of duty with the team. That would be something. We're going to take a quick break here.
I wish I was kind of like at that steak dinner tonight, right?
We got a little bit jealous. Yeah, they're all at a steak. I had a great steak on Saturday night. Oh, I hadn't gone out for a steak in a while, you know, because I just throw them in the backyard, put them on the smoker, do a little reverse sear. Delicious.
I try to tell you there are things in life that are worth spending money on. Going out to eat is one of them. Let somebody else make the moves. Support the local business.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we did, and it was fantastic. So yeah, I'm a little bit jealous of the crew that gets to hang out at the steakhouse as a team, enjoy a steak dinner. And a night out before they take the ice tomorrow night. That sounds like a lot of fun. And look, good for Coach Leone. We had Seth Appert on with us last year. I was like, no, we're not going to do anything like that. We're not going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Which is fine.
Maybe he did a team dinner and he didn't talk about it. But, you know, whatever it was, you know, to hear your coach, as Leone is, as enthusiastic as he is, they're playing good hockey. We're on a heater. Let's have some fun.
Should I text Mossbrooks and like, hey, do you eat steak?
Puts ketchup on it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's red sauce. He wouldn't put red sauce on that. What would he put on his steak? 57 sauce?
Yeah, A1. Yeah. As a kid, I loved A1, but now I'm like, well.
No, As a kid, I put A1 on everything my mom cooked because, well, my mom cooked it. Now, you know, if you do it right, if you cook it right, you don't need a steak sauce. You know, you just enjoy that steak. Mossbrooks is getting white pasta. He's just getting bow ties with butter and oil.
In a weird way, this is the sign of acceptance if we're kind of goofing.
Oh, we love
you,
man.
Yeah, that's it. Look.
You'll hear Mossbrooks on the call tomorrow night here on The Fan Rochester. Puck drop just after 7 o'clock as the Amherst are in Cleveland to take on the Monsters. Next on The Fan, we talk fantasy football from the NFL Network. Our buddy F. That's Michael F. Florio stopping by, and we'll talk about some of these trade deadline moves that might have some fantasy relevance and other pickups you might want to make for your waiver wire heading into Week 10 next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.